Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:53. Apologize for being a little late. Things are crazy. Vinny got stuck on the 17. Yuzette's in Las Vegas.
No, that was my bad. It's not my bad. It's just they just stopped our parked us for 20 minutes.
Oh.
And you know, as you're sitting there, you're going, I can make it. I can still make. Okay. Yep. There's no making it.
Now I'm cutting it close.
Yeah. There's no making it. I don't know. And everyone there with me.
Yeah.
None of us are headed to a massage at that hour.
Nope. Everybody's going somewhere specific.
What the hell, Caltrans? I mean, I know you do great work, but come on. Just let one lane through.
Yeah.
One lane. Let us just, you know.
We're all waiting here.
Give us a, some of us, yep. Keep it moving. Anyway.
I always think about, like, okay, it sucks to be late for work or late for an interview or whatever horrible thing you're missing, but the person who's bleeding out in their car or the person whose wife is giving birth in the back seat or something, You know, could I have an exception pass?
Well, and there's no, you know, I mean, I swear the child in me wants to just honk.
Yeah.
Just lay on the horn and at least make noise.
Right. Vent a little steam.
Hear me.
Hear that I'm upset.
You're killing me over here. Anyway.
That sucks.
Then I get into the city and they're doing work on the road here.
Oh, God.
I'm like, what did you guys look at my
schedule and just plan your...
My trek in and just decide to drop in two spots?
Well, that is the thing. They do it. They do the work early. Try to pick it up before most people are on their way.
Thankfully, they do because...
Right.
They didn't always do it that way.
No. Seems like it was kind of a 9-to-5 thing.
Netting up a freeway in the middle of the day is not right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
overnight,
how are you?
I'm fine. Everything's great. Working away and...
What do you mean working away?
Just we're getting close.
We're getting to close to...
Being finished in the backyard.
The backyard. Yeah. Okay, this code
That's,
talk.
That
I don't
is,
know it.
Listen, when I leave here, I go to my other job.
Or,
although I have to say that I've been so lazy lately. I don't know if it's the heat or just I'm getting old. But I have no energy for it anymore.
The heat is a ball buster.
It is, man. And I go, you know, you walk outside, immediately your clothes start sticking to you. And just like, maybe I'll just go do
the other
things.
Yesterday was warm, man.
And today's going to be less warm. And then supposedly by the weekend, it's going to be cooler.
I hope you're right, because
I
I'd heard
so
it wasn't supposed to be as hot yesterday, and yesterday was a scorcher.
No, but I mean, they keep changing it. They keep pushing the heat forward or something. Like, supposedly it was going to be hot and then cool off, and they're like, oh, no, a couple more days of hot and then cool off.
It's going to be super hot today.
Yeah,
oh, come on!
It's not as hot as yesterday, though, is what I heard this morning on the way in. Is that it's going to be hot. It'll hit the 90s, but it's not going to be like it was yesterday.
Did you work in the backyard all day yesterday?
I did not. I did well, walk
did
around
supervise?
And give
did
my...
You supervise?
Yes, I supervised. I'm really good at that. I am really good at going out there and being like, wow, you guys, great job. This is awesome.
How about the other one? How many boxes did he unpack yesterday?
The other one. So yesterday, I had a couple things to do. A couple errands, very specifically. One of them was this thing was being delivered to the house, and I had to be there for that, which I made it in time. And that was, so I had a sandwich in the front yard with my kid, who, I don't know why she was home. I guess her mom couldn't say goodbye yesterday morning.
Never can say
And decided
goodbye,
to keep her home. So I had lunch with her while these guys showed up, and they put the thing away, and then I...
What did you get?
It was a little... It's a little... I got a twin bed for the my little office, which I'll sleep on when there's a party going on in the bed that I normally sleep on.
Slumber party. Pillow fights.
Right. So that got delivered, and then I had to get over to the the beach apartment and be there for another delivery. It's just a little surf rack that I got to put on the wall because I need to get those things off the floor.
Well, that'll be nice.
And UPS says, I'm sitting there in the house. And at one point I go, all right, let me check and see where it says it's at. And it says it's delivered at 110 and it's 130. Oh. And I'm like, I'm right here.
So they didn't knock? They just dumped it on your porch?
They didn't knock. I opened the door and it's not there. And I'm like, what the? And I start looking around and yeah. I don't see it. And I look out the back door and I don't see it. And part of the reason I'm doing this, telling you this story right now is because Amazon just announced they're going to offer service now where they can deliver boxes into your house.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw this?
I heard it. This is the key. It's like a key app, and you can use it to let guests into your house, schedule a delivery that they go in your house.
And put it inside
yeah,
the door.
Right, and close the door.
So I call the company with this little surf rack, which yeah. It's like anyone else would make the thing. You could get a 2x4, put sticks into it,
yeah.
and you've got a surf rack. I can't do that. I'm not capable. It would come out all janky, and I just didn't want to do it, so I ordered one.
Okay.
But it's really just a small little thing, and you screw it onto the wall.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking all over. I call the guy. I'm like, dude, they say they delivered it. I'm sitting right here. No one... He calls UPS, and they go, well, they left it behind your house, and I'm all... I just went out there, but I'll go look again. And it was behind, like, a house four doors down and just...
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, it's just one of those things where I saw this. They're going to put stuff in your house now.
Right.
And actually, when I called the guy about the delivery, he goes, dude, I don't know what the deal is with where they drop stuff, but I get calls like this all the time where the stuff is put in a bush.
Right.
Or under a car.
Under a car?
I guess it's not in plain view, but what if you drove off?
Right. We've heard that people will actually follow a UPS driver and just go pick up everything he puts down.
It's to say, I used to follow beer trucks, yeah. hoping beer would fall off.
Or they'd leave the door unlocked when they went for a delivery.
Well, I tried that. Yeah. We got busted.
Well, how do you feel about that? Look, I mean, if it's...
I don't want anyone having entry into my house, so...
One-time code and...
I really don't get... It sounds like I'm getting deliveries all the time, but yeah. we just moved, and there's a couple things we have to get. Normally, I am not getting a lot of mail order. I would not want some random person to be all...
Yeah. Hey, I'm just gonna jump in.
Plus, with all the hacking, you just...
Figure someone could get that code and just get right in there. Yeah.
Or some disgruntled employee who's now quit also has the access to whatever.
Did you have something to do here right after work? Scott Capurro was saying that he saw you
skateboarding down the street
coming back toward here.
He goes, hey.
What, like out his car window?
No, he's walking down the sidewalk and gives me this random, hey, you know, his voice and yeah. I'm skateboarding and I look up and there he is, like expecting
you to stop and hug him.
Something, and
you just went right by him.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
What was I gonna do?
Stop and hug him.
When I see him at the gym, it's the exact same thing. I'm like, hey, and I'll be running past. I'll be like,
yeah, dude.
But it's a friend of yours.
Yeah, whatever. I just
stop
him.
And give him a.
But we just saw him, too. We were with him for, like, three hours, right?
I was just
like
with
three hours.
I left him. We left the Secret Show minutes before that.
Yeah. So were you just, like,
No, I went down to the Levi's store to see if they had something I needed, and they didn't.
Oh.
You know, the store.
I didn't even know there was a store at that thing.
There is.
I should go there because I was actually thinking the other day, the only pair of jeans I have that I really like are my old Levi's. The only ones. Well, I just need to go buy Levi's.
And normally I would go to the one on Market because they've got all the stuff. But this one is so close.
Yeah.
And because we're parked below the building and I can skateboard down that street.
Flat too. I mean,
actually was thinking if I can find what I want there.
What are you looking for?
Just a pair of 501s, but I don't want them to be washed. I want them rigid.
And what'd they say?
They didn't have them. Oh. They said, go to our other store. And I was like,
is there like a fitting room and everything there?
It's like a regular full-on store.
Is it on battery?
Yeah,
it's on battery.
It's in the Levi's Plaza. Into the plaza, and then there's a store.
And it's on the left, and it's a full-on
store. I'm going. Store. When I go? I'm going.
When are you going?
When do you, you want to go with me?
No, but I walk down there all the time because that's where the Bay Club is.
Next time you go, I'll go with you. Maybe I'll go today.
All right,
I won't go today.
It's really easy. That's why I went.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a store there.
In fact, the truth is I had too much to do, but I figured it's right there, dude. Just skateboard down the street. Give it a look, and then you can check it off your list if they don't have what you need. And they didn't, so. But there was Scott. Hey!
Come back, Vinny! Where are you going in such a hurry?
Well, I didn't even see him until I was already
skateboarding
by. And I did have, you know, I had worked up some speed, so there wasn't.
We were laughing yesterday at the Secret Show because Yuzak just could not get out of here fast enough yesterday. You can't blame her. Like, it's her birthday. She's turning 50. She's going to Vegas. She's going to see Elton John. Like, it's a big deal, and she's super psyched, and she never takes vacation. But still, we turn off the mics of the Secret Show, and Vinny is just got, like, we open the door, and Vinny's just already gone. Just, like, out, gone. She's like, geez, I thought I was in a hurry.
So I went to Levi's, went home, made it for that delivery. Went to my apartment, made it there for that one, and then went home and finished up some, the regular nonsense.
The unpacking of the boxes,
right,
et cetera.
And so I don't know specifically how many boxes I unpacked, but I did do work until the bell went off, and it was like, all right, it's time to shower and go to bed.
Right.
Just one more question before we go to the song. Do you feel like you're unpacking the boxes alone, or do you have a partner helping?
No, she's helping. She's done a lot.
Okay.
She mostly takes care of our kid, which is, as much as I love that kid, a lot of that stuff I don't want to do.
They're taxing.
A lot of it I just don't have the patience for, and I will find myself going, let me get these dishes.
It does get easier. When
let me do this
the older
other.
That they get.
Oh, you need me to sweep some stuff?
Be happy to. You take the kid.
Do you see a hot nanny in the future?
They don't need a nanny.
They have it all figured out. Don't answer for him.
But they don't seem to need one at all.
They clearly do. He doesn't want to hang out.
I do like my kid, and I hang out, but I can't do all.
Hot nanny
and they
no
just
hot
got
nanny.
The one. Once the other one comes, it's going to be a little bit
if
more.
If anyone
difficult.
Ever donates me a hot nanny, we'll take it. But I don't think that's ever going to be that we are.
Is it in the budget?
It's not in the
There's
budget.
There's no budget anymore. The budget's been blown.
Even the rainy day fund has been decimated.
Yeah.
Oh, like, what's the rainy day fund?
Right after Christmas, the saving has to begin in order to replenish.
Sure. You got to shore up, man.
Because right now, you know that we were joking about that potential death call, because of the stuff we can't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You're looking at me
dead
faced. I'm
death
like, well, if
call?
You don't,
what's that?
If you don't know, no one's going to know.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I'm like, what's he talking about?
Like, potential death? Is someone in your family potentially going to die?
Is that like a grandparent?
There's weird stuff going on with the company right now, and we were asked to give our phone numbers, and I thought it was going to be a congratulatory, hey, just wanted to meet you and your family and let you know we're so happy to have you in the mix. And Yuzette's like, no, that people got fired from that call. I'm like,
oh, so that's why I'm glad we didn't get the call. That's a call we suddenly didn't want.
Right. Well, anyway, I just,
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get that savings built back up.
And just to quickly put in one last thing before we hit the song, Baby Watch 2017 is still on.
Let's hear the sounder.
Did you make up with the sounder?
No.
That we asked you for specifically yesterday?
Yeah.
Specifically.
In fact, I think he even unplugged your mic and started working on it. What happened to you?
Baby Watch 2017.
Anyway.
All right, so what's happening?
That's your weakest effort ever.
That might be the weakest thing.
We do this show live, all right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So the baby is not here yet. I just know what's going to... That baby is going to get born at the most inopportune time, like at noon on Halloween when we need you.
I think it'd be worse
you.
If it came right now.
Yeah, today was the day.
Suzette's gone, I'm gone. You know, the Secret Show will be fine without me. We can always edit that in post.
Okay.
Right?
So yeah, I suppose.
I do want to be
even
there,
even if it
though.
Went up a week later, I guess it wouldn't matter.
Even if it's just a live show and the people who are there get to see the live show and it's not recorded.
Not worth doing if we don't post
what
it. Come on.
What did the doctor say at the doctor appointment?
She's coming back on Thursday. Everything's fine, but her fluids are less.
What's that mean?
What does that mean? So you're supposed to have I don't even know what the unit of measuring is, but it's like 6 to 14. She's
like
at
gallons?
7.
Do you think it's gallons?
I don't know. No, probably not. But she's
but this at, is the amniotic fluid?
Amniotic fluids, yeah. Oh. So she's at a 7. If she goes any lower, they have to induce.
Oh. But baby needs something to float in.
Yeah, I don't really know what anything.
They got her drinking Gatorade. I heard that puts the fluid back in you.
Drink a lot of water is what they told her to do.
Uh-huh. 6 to 14 and she's at 7?
Yeah.
So if she goes down to 5?
She goes down to 6, they have to start.
Are they going
to
strip the membrane?
Strip the membrane?
That's how I heard that's how they induce labor.
Oh, I heard they give you like oxytocin or
pitocin. What's that?
Pitocin.
Don't take the pitocin.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Does something to the cervix. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they do. They just, you know, people have babies.
You've
all the
done
time.
It twice. What do you mean you don't know?
So
what they
long
do?
Ago.
Oh, get out of here! It had to have been traumatic enough for you to remember it.
Not all the details. I remember certain like little just photographs of it. You know, don't really have a whole lot of memories of it. I mean, that's not true. I have memories, but not like I used to. When you're in it, you know everything about having babies. Like, you've read every book, sure. And you know all the terms for everything. And then, you know, 16 years go by, and you're like, yeah, something about some hormone they give you that kicks it in. I don't know. Pitocin, I think.
All right.
I've heard that word. Yeah.
All right. We're texter a little
says
late,
leaders.
Everybody.
It's leaders is what the texter says.
Oh, leaders.
Thanks for the advice.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.